When Wright, in continuation of the visit with Viola, she lived with Sharp right there in front of Burnett Patterson, picking peas for 2 solid hours in the kitchen this Monday, the 8th of July, 74. Chandler went over in a continuation of the visit with Viola in the kitchen, picking peas for 2 solid hours this Monday, the 8th of July, 74.
You know, one of my old friends was Miss Bootsy.
Yeah.
Now, when I got down here...
My old friend passed away a fire handle.
Oh, ain't that awful? Yeah.
I haven't known her a long time, too.
She used to teach Sunday school. Did you know her when she taught Sunday school?
Yes, I did. That was Miller. She's out there in the world. I didn't know she was my Christmas.
Oh.
Now that's just like it is. Of course, she did come back to church and join the church before she died.
But when you first noticed, she wasn't.
She's out there in the world. Dancing and cutting the food.
Oh, really?
Now, that's the truth. I wouldn't tell the tale on the bed for nothing. Buck dancing.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, she slowed down a lot that time I knew her, didn't she? That was when she was young, you were talking about.
She was young. All her children were grown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think Joe was the youngest son. No. No, Joe was the youngest. But that was the youngest one. Harry Brown. But she gave her the baby.
Well, I guess Bootsy was a good timer.
Mm-hmm. She didn't join herself look like that. I didn't care what that kind of drawing, but she liked it.
But she always worked.
Yes, sir. She was. Loading oranges like I don't know what, yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Waiting for Mr. Jim Mean. Loading oranges.
Let me tell you.
A heavy thing at all. Heavy is hard work. Kill your daddy and don't need him too. I've done a little too hard of work myself.
Well, what hard work have you done?
Well, when I was tearing our houses and hauling stone, that was too much.
When you was hauling stone?
Yeah. I had to tear down that old ground. This is now.
What filling station?
Down the road there. Main shop to it down.
Yeah, and that's hard work?
Yes, sir. And lift the stones and brought them home. Lift the stone, put them in the truck and brought them home. Potter stone. That's where I went down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's just a little too much.
Yeah.
Well,
dead. I remember Reverend Taylor come down there and said, well, you know, you're acting like you a man. And you're lifting stone, yeah, you're lifting two at a time, and I can't lift one of them. I paid for it too.
What happened to you?
Got on a ship.
What did it do to you?
Well, it made me miss a heap, what I could have lived off of. I had to stop work altogether. When I could let that long out of work right on. I wasn't making all that much. I was tearing the whole house down. Really now.
Well, you got a right smart building stuff out of it.
Yes, I got some of the stones at the top of where I ain't done nothing with them.
Still got them?
Part of my soul, some of them. Some people tore off some for me.
Yeah.
I had plenty of company. Sometime at night or when I'm going once.
Yeah.
People visit me good when I'm asleep or gone or going off once.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, you know, somebody toted off Miss Daisy's wash pot.
Oh.
You remember that?
No, I didn't know about that.
No, sir, they towed it off at wash pot.
I know it's been towing all wash pot. And I think it's trying to spy mine, but I hid it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hide it?
I hide it out there in the wild house.
I told Miss Daisy she ought to hide hers.
Mm.
Because people are already missing them before they got hers. And she wouldn't do it.
And they've been doing that, taking them wash pot.
Yeah.
Making them money off.
She just left it right out there where she got through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
And she threw it once and for all.
That's right. And she had a good one.
Well, my folks always teach me it don't bother nothing no lonesome.
Oh, yeah. But you see, you ain't the one to do it.
Oh, true.
Oh, some of them. You know what they tell me is the ones that do that are the ones that have to go to the jook.
Yeah.
It ain't the people you know, you see, who does it.
And then sometimes you might be surprised to know who is doing it.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
And probably just as well you don't know, ain't it?
Right.
You want a little coffee?
No, ma'am, thank you.
Sure you don't?
No, ma'am. Is my you fix me a lot?
It's my breakfast coffee.
I'd put
your
little sandwich out there if you want it.
I thank you.
I keep my breakfast coffee and drink it all day.
You want a glass of milk or some water?
Yes,
some water.
Give us something that's good spring water out here, Faye.
Okay.
That's spring water?
You just try it and see what you think. No, you know what? Now you see, for a fellow who don't belong to this country, I had a lot of good friends here.
Yeah.
You see, Miss Daisy, Miss Liza, and Miss Bessie.
Well, Miss Daisy's a good old soul.
Oh, she is. And Miss Anna, you see, Miss Anna Wood.
Yeah.
Mr. Patterson, I've had a lot of good friends.
I know Miss Bessie, but I didn't know to be around her much. She always used to wake sore, and I did too.
Yeah.
Well, she seemed to be all right, but she's all right with me.
I used to sit down there on the porch there, Miss Liza, this time of year when the days was long, I'd go down there, you know, and just sit on the porch. And she'd come out there and sit in that rocker, and we just carry on. And I'd be up there at Miss Bessie's, you know, and she'd come up that lane talking, you know, you could hear her a long time before she got there.
Why'd you call that like my mama over? I was here sometime no grandma. When she was sick, I'd be in there in the room there with her every night, and when I'd lay down and take my nap, I'd put two chairs right across in front of her bed. And I'd lay down right there. Or sometimes she looked like she wanted to get up, and she couldn't get up. She couldn't stand up. But she felt like she could get up, and she didn't want to get up sometimes. So I'd put them chairs across there, so when she'd get up, see, go to get up, she'd have to get up, crawl on me. And she'd wake me up, and when she put her feet on me, I'd wake up. She said, "What you doing here, girl?" I said, "I know you're going to try to get up." I said, "Get back in that bed, honey. I know you're going to try to get up." She said, "Well, y'all sure is nasty. Don't want me to get up." I said, "Mama, you can't stand up." I said, "That's why we don't want you to get up, for you can't stand up."
But
she said, "Y'all can't stand up." I said, "No, ma'am, you can't stand up. I don't want you to get up." She said, "Well, I'm tired of what y'all doing to me." I said, "Mama, we ain't doing nothing to you." That's her laugh her off and she get on back into bed. So the day she passed, I'd been up sitting up there with all of you. He said to me, Hunt, you in your room. Are you sick? You about to get sick, you mess with me. Said, "No, I ain't about to get sick, Mama." Said, "Oh yes. You go in your room and lay down. Go in that room and lay down and take you a nap." Lucy, "Yeah, Vice, go in there." My sister Lucy, "Yeah, Vice, I'm in here." She said, "Go in there and take a nap." I said, "You gonna sleep over Mama and Mama?" She said, "You know I'm gonna sleep over Mama." She said, "What are you, sir? You go in there and lay down and take a nap." And I hadn't laid down and took a nap. Just said took a good nap and near about time. And she said, "You think I'm gonna try to get out of bed though?" She said, "Now I'm gonna turn over here and I'm gonna lay over here on my side. I'm gonna turn my back. I'll show you. I ain't gonna try to get out of bed." So Lou said, "Go ahead and lay down. I'll see if I'm told you gonna show you." And she laid over and fell over on her side. And when I got up, she's still laying there. Dead.
Is that right? What happened to her?
She passed.
Heart?
No, sir. She was sick already. And she told us she's leaving on the 11 o'clock train, but she didn't tell us that day. She been told us that. So I went to bed, went and laid down by 10 o'clock that day. And my brother come in 11 o'clock, right after 11. He told Lou and me. Lou started to cry. Don't start that rock. So asleep. It looked like I couldn't wake up. So he come on call me. He said, don't worry yourself now. He said, Mama gone. I went in there, she was gone.
And she had already told you she'd gone off on the 11 o'clock train.
But she told us that 3 days before then. That was 3 days before she died. You see, I ain't going home on the evening train. See, I'm going home on the morning train. And she had called Blanche and told Blanche what solo she wanted to sing.
Oh.
But solo, she told her the solo she wants her to sing.
Yeah.
And I said she done got all right. She wasn't talking no more about dying. I said she done got all right. Well, she acted like she's a whole lot better. This world over there, this and that. Now let me show you. I got sense. I ain't going get out no bed. So you go and lay down. Take you right there for me to get out the way. I don't ready to leave and look at me. She didn't want to look at me while she's gone.
And that was 10 o'clock when she is telling you that.
Yeah. And I went on laid down and they woke me up. She's dead. They woke me up.
By little after
11 o'clock,
and she's
gone. And you wasn't thinking
of anything like
that? Well, I done said she's all right.
Yeah.
I done got it in my mind. Well, that's just the way. That's the way it had to be, because she didn't want me to see it.
Yeah.
And I might have would have had enough, I would have been up. Might have hold up a while. But I might have would have started to worry and looking. And she might have started looking at me and couldn't go.
Yeah.
But her time was out and I don't know if she'd have went, but it wouldn't have been as easy as she had it by herself. She had it all by herself. She could go right on, sleep. Just slept away.
Yeah.
Looked like she was asleep.
And your brother come in and he's the one that found her.
Yeah.
Well, now let's see. That's been 20 years.
Been 24.
24
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Now, where was you living then?
Yeah, I was living in Bolton. I lived in there, Bolton.
Well, you've lived around one place or another, haven't you?
Yeah. Now, I live in Bolton, I went with my sister.
Oh, that's right, that's right. There was there was plenty of work around in the country then.
Yeah.
With all that squash to pick and everything like that.
Yeah, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was thinking to go to New York, but she taking sick and I stayed. I'd have been in New York if she hadn't been sick. She stayed sick for months. Oh, she died. I went to see her for a go up north, and see her condition. I went back and told them. That next day to come at me, I told them no, I couldn't go. Mom was sick.
Yeah, you were still a young woman then.
Yeah.
40, you was 4 years old.
Somewhere around in 40.
Yeah, you could have gone to New York or anywhere you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
You never got off up to New York?
Yeah.
You never got off up there?
Never got off.
Up to New York?
I have went on the season.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I used to follow the season up there. My mother used to tell me all the time, oh, this is old, this don't no good no more.
What did she tell you?
Rolling Stone no together no more.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she didn't want me to go.
Did you gather any?
No, sir.
It's kind of hard to gather it on them, on your way when you're out like that.
Yes, sir. I see it wasn't no good in this office. Yet.
You didn't do it very much?
No.
Where all did you go when you
were? I'd have done the right thing if I'd have quit me, she told me.
Yeah. Where all did you go?
I just went to Savannah.
Well? That's a good ways.
Yes, that's a long ways. About 1,500 miles.
How much?
About 1,500.
Yeah.
I ain't that much of down to Georgia, I can't sit down to New York.
Oh. Way up there.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant Savannah, Georgia. That's still a good ways. Me, it is.
Well, what were you doing in Savannah, New York?
We was working in Sarah and
oh,
health and everything, arts and everything.
But you couldn't save much out like that.
No, the things were so high.
Everything you bought, you had to shell out for.
Yeah. Take out on this farm. Even plank it a little something. And grow it. While the farm growing on and have something growing home and then go out there and pick up enough to eat off the farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you pick the peas for the people, they're going to give you something to eat. A bean or anything like that. Most of them eat something, so some of them will eat vegetarian animal. Them kind of people, I don't see a lot of work for them kind.
Well, let me tell you, you can't, I don't see how anybody makes it unless they get little vegetables to sell.
Well, some of them actually won't let, I know, I like to pick beans from people. I was going on truck holder and wasn't the people I was picking beans for. It's a man driving the truck. He didn't like to bring nothing home on his truck. Now I got him a bucket. And I put myself in it and I sit on the bucket, you know. I went up there to the place that day. Somebody said we had to get off. He in that truck. He searched around. He found all the buckets there. But mine. How many did he find mine?
He was sitting on yours.
I done got off. I got out to the school too. And one man, he told, "That's who coat this is." The man wasn't on his coat. "Now who bucket this is?" And I don't know whether he owned his bucket or not. I think he got the bucket after him. But I don't think he owned the bucket then. He said, "Well, I'll give this coat to my little boy. He don't know who coat it is." That man took that man's coat. Well, I ain't doing anything for mine. I'm on. Well, that was pretty rough.
You were pretty rough then.
You know what? You have to mess with me. You wasn't paying nothing, no, huh? 15 cents a crate. And then go messing with me. And then had to take a long ride off. I got there. To the place to get off. Something happened out there. Oh yeah, one day I didn't know when the truck come up. Or they come up on the hill. They didn't come in the field, they come on the hill. All of them left and left me out in the field. When I missed everybody, then I quit picking and I left. I got on there to the place. He done said he wasn't enough to pick me up no more. And when I got off the truck to go home, I said, "Tom." "Yeah." I said, "You said you ain't gonna pick me up no more?" "Yes, that's what I say." I said, "Pay me off. Pay me off. I ain't got my money yet." Now, they owe me for over a week's wait because I missed coming last week. I said, "Pay me off." I missed it payday last week. I said, "Pay me off now, and I won't never ride the truck no more." "I ain't the one to pay y'all." I said, "Well, you won't care anybody to get my pay." I said, don't your truck go wreck?" "My truck gonna wreck." I said, I pointed, shook my finger at him. I said, "Yes, yes, if I don't ride on it, it's gonna wreck." "Yes." Louis said, "Louis, is that woman crazy?" He said, "Well, I tell you one thing. You better not mess with old Spike. See, cause something happened to you." He said, "Well, yeah, something happened to you if you mess with it." He said, "Girl, you So, I went on back down the truck the next day and they went up there and they got paid off. When they got paid off, I got the other girl money for her too, which was done, made her get off the truck. And I said, "Nah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I won't be worried with y'all no more." He said, "Well, we're getting scared for people. Yeah, you be sure to come back tomorrow." I said, "Come that way." I said, "Nah, you done treat me like a dog." "Well, nah, you want the special one they want to come after?" "No. No, you don't want me back here no more. But they like you talk to me the other day." I said, "I just want to come back till I get my money." I said, "Then I'm through with y'all truck. Your truck, Mr. Chun." I said, "Thank you and good day."
Now, where'd that happen?
I live in Gale, and then this man is standing making over.
Oh, that was right here.
Yeah. He died shortly after that. Mr. Turner, he died shortly after that. He had a big old bean truck he hauled people. Say he stayed there and you can know.
Yeah.
Say he had a big old stout white man.
There was a fella used to live out there past Coleman named Turner.
Got a big truck?
I don't know.
I expect that of him.
I don't know whether he had a big truck or not.
That was making all the junk in order.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Well?
He was a big stout fella.
Coleman had trouble with him.
Well, everybody had trouble with that man. Well, he just put him off the truck. Most of them are scared of him. Yeah, well, I just told him what I thought about him. Yeah.
He had a boy. This fella, that Coleman,
yeah,
out there, where Coleman, he had a boy.
Yeah.
And he'd put a nice boy, but he'd get to drinking.
I think I hear him talking about that boy.
And then his daddy, you see, would sort of take up for him. If he got into trouble, he'd go pay him out and all like that. And the way I got it from Coleman, it's a lot of the trouble the old man had was on account of that boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then had trouble with all the people. And he'd dog them around, throw them off that truck, make them get off his truck. They wouldn't be back the money. Couldn't go get the money.
Oh.
Throw the stuff out of what people give him. Wouldn't let him haul it on his truck.
Well, that's pretty rough, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, he didn't throw mine out of the house, had me. The rest of them be out on the ground, mine be sitting there. He said, man, a little corner. You haven't not seen mine.
Yeah. He wasn't looking for
you. I went back in that bucket, when they brought that bucket, them buckets out there, I went back there to see my bucket in there. My bucket was sitting right in there.
Yeah. He wasn't looking for your bucket.
He just fixed so he didn't find it. I'd have asked him quick, Mr. Turner, where is my bucket?
That's funny, old man Turner. Now, his daughter's still living over there.
Yes.
I don't know her.
I don't know her. I don't know none of them. I didn't know none of them but him.
Yeah.
I just know him by he driving the truck.
I know Coleman said that's that's where he wound up. His daughter didn't want to live out in the woods. He didn't want to live over at Micanopy, but she wouldn't go out there in the woods, so he had to go over there where she was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I understood Coleman to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he wound up, right there on that little road coming out this way from Micanopy.
What got hurt? You got hurt?
I think he just, when he got old, that's just where he wound up.
He didn't have to be all that old. That man didn't.
Well, maybe it's a different one.
I guess so. Might have been a brother or something.
Because the one Coleman talked about, hell, I get the idea now he's older than Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd make him too old, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know either. That's been a long time back.
That's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they used to steal hands off them trucks. Somebody would come, they'd have hands on the truck, and somebody would come up and lure them off, give them a little extra. Did you ever see that?
No.
I've seen them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not around here, of course, but I've seen them do it.
Well, they wasn't paying none for beans, and they wasn't paying 15 cents per quart.
Yeah.
Some places are paying 25, but most places went then and wasn't paying 15 cents. And she was glad to see them.
15 cents a crate?
Yeah.
Well,
I said, well, you're getting something to eat for your money, baby.
Yeah. That's right. You're getting something for your money. Yes. You never did work for old Coleman, did you?
No. Coleman. Oh, what a Coleman.
What a, yeah.
I picked off peanuts for him, I think.
Is he pretty hard boy fella to work for?
Well, he seemed to be all right. Mr. Sharp carried me out there with him. Got along all right.
Well, somehow I got the idea that he wasn't too easy to please. You had to.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have no dealing with him. But me and his wife would be together.
Oh, Miss Annie?
Yeah. I used to go out there and see her anyhow. And they'd go out there and they asked me about picking off some peanuts. So I went out there and helped them pick up off some peanuts.
Oh, I see. Well, that'd be different.
And I wanted something to eat, so just picked off and I got something to eat. Kind of mess on like that. I used to go out there to see a regular when I had a way to get out there.
That's right, you gotta have a way to get out there.
Yeah.
Well, how would you get out there?
Well, when Sharp was able to drive,
living
and able to drive his truck.
Yeah.
Me and him used to go out there and see him.
You'd go out to see Miss Annie?
Yeah.
Well, now, Miss Annie never, she ain't working much.
No, I don't think so. I know they got some peas on their bushes and they picked them. But they don't got dry. Peas are not dry. I mean, they got a heap of peas on. They ain't got much planted, but they this bush is just loaded with dry peas. I passed there the other day, corn fishing. Ain't caught now, though. No. Ain't caught now, so just walk away. Come on. Other side of the house, that truck. It didn't tell nothing.
Oh, and you walked?
Yeah.
Well, that was a long walk.
From Wood Coma house to the truck.
Well, I got no.
So we walk along talking, going down that truck, and all of us walk up there for we know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you could make a trade with some of your friends to run you out there, and then you could walk back.
Coleman. Well, I see them every now and again down to the store.
He drives that old truck.
Yeah.
He don't drive Emma much now, does he?
Drive who?
Emma.
The mule?
Uh-huh.
I don't never see that mule now.
I ain't seen that mule either. Coleman had some sweet potatoes over here last year, and he brought Emma over here a couple of times and plowed.
Yeah.
And she would look like she's all right then, didn't she, Faye?
Yeah.
Did you make good?
No. They didn't make a thing.
We sure were sorry.
What do you think happened to them?
Didn't make no tail at all?
They didn't make They made some little old seed potatoes. Mm. Not many of them.
Must have been something wrong with the vine.
And I don't think they, Coleman's made much up his house.
Must have been the seed.
Well, the same seed he'd been using, and the year before he had as pretty as sweet potatoes, and they tasted as good as any I ever had.
They were going to walk.
Maybe why?
They were going to walk.
Well, they'd done wore out the year before. They'd been there a long time.
It was just not wore out. No, you know, the thing keep on going. It just soon, it just gonna buy and buy it so well. It ain't gonna be no good. It gets fresh seed.
Well, it wouldn't be fine potatoes one year and then wore out the next.
Of course, I don't know. Maybe I never asked it.
Oh, they was. I thought too. I didn't expect to have such good potatoes as that. But they was good size, and oh, they did taste.
Well, we're about to fill them up, then. Yep, this is the last one.
They did taste good. Oh, they did.
I see, I've shelled that much. And look at how many seashells. Seashells from you.
Oh, I shelled a handful. Here's, say, I'll give you the some.
Oh, I gotta make my, I don't want these old dirty.
But now you gotta take them the way they come.
Well, I have to wash, when I wash them, I have to.
Well, there ain't any dirty ones in there. You just take them now the way they are, and then. what's a little speculative on a pea gonna hurt? If you tell me that.
Tell you, one bad egg is four dozen. It should spoil a mess of peas if you got rotten in there.
It will. Mm-hmm. Well, just put a little ham, ham hock in it, a little bacon. That'll take it up.
That's right, a little salt bacon.
That'll make it work.
That is right. Well, you got a lot of bread in the meal. Some moldy hair there wasn't in me. But I tell you, it sure is nice to weed them out as you go along. It makes washing them a lot easier. And you just put yours in plastic bags and put them in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
In the freezer.
Yeah. Well, that's out here sunny.
Yep. There's a little shower coming up.
I ain't gonna get the full of my toothpaste.
Hmm?
I don't think I'm gonna get the full of my toothpaste.
Oh, I bet you do. I don't imagine it's gonna rain that much. He pay you by the crate?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to search. Fill your two crates.
Well, if I don't get it, that you can't mess with it. That's the Lord's way for being able to run. It rain, that's the Lord's way.
There's nothing you can do about that, is it?
Man, I ain't gonna try on you. When he's working, I'm gonna sit right down and listen.
He wouldn't be old man Sam Turner, would he?
I don't know. It don't seem like that is what his name.
See, I didn't know him. I just, all I know him is, well, I know him through Coleman and also Miss Mary over there, Miss Mary Guthrie. She knowed him.
Well, all I know is he's Turner.
So, all you know is Turner?
Yeah.
Old man Sam Turner. That's funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If Coleman's over here, we'd find out in a hurry, wouldn't we?
Yeah. I tell you the truth, sometimes I feel like Turner. That man made me so mad I feel like Turner. He's Turner.
Well, that sounds like him.
She's so, so biggity. Now I know anything I need to figure out to them. Now listen, you're going to pay me. Oh, if you don't pay me back yon, you're going to pay me because you didn't care anybody to get my money today. I said, I'm going to have my money. That little bit of money I made, I mean, it ought to been yon. Went Tuesday, Wednesday. I said, well, I went Tuesday and didn't pay all. And no sooner now I had to go to my job for work. I said, then y'all paid all. I said, you gonna carry me to get my pay. Or pay me and then go there and get them. No? Louis said, oh, yeah, man, you better talk and straight talk. See, don't you wear her bed, look.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Now, you never worked
because
for a man.
These people down here wrecked that truck one of these days. You keep turning these people off and putting them off the truck and not getting them no service. Then some of them come down here and wreck that truck.
You tell him that?
That's what our Lewis told him.
That's what Lewis told
him. See, some of these women to come wreck that truck, all these women you done stole off the truck. See, you had bad luck because they stole that the truck. He said, Willie, now you come on back and get him.
Changed his tune, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Old man kind of. But she didn't work for Coleman, she worked with Miss Annie, see?
Yeah, that's what she said. She visited with Miss Annie.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
then they went out.
I'd go visit her and I'd well, the peanuts with him and her. Me and her sit down and pick them off. And the shop be out there doing something else. I don't know what all they be doing sometimes. They come in and help you out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hi there. There's a note. I met them and I got along all right with them. And she's a steady woman I used to go out and get. I always try to see after these folks are old enough. Try to look around at them. See, can I help them when they're older than I am? Of course, I don't reckon the young folks might not be that way by me. But
no, they won't be that way.
But that's the way you feel.
But after all, when I be... I think if I'd be nice to these old folks, I think the Lord will take him. I think he'll look out for me. He'll make a way.
Sure.
That's who I'm trusting anyhow. Can't trust man and woman. That's trust the Lord.
Yeah.
You never worked for anybody who was mean to you.
Oh, I guess so. But look like most of them I worked for. For the deal go around, look like you turned and be better.
Is that right?
That's where it seemed to be.
You didn't.
I worked for Mr. Fred Wood a long time. They said he was kind of hard. Well, they just as nice as they can be with me.
Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I go to the store kind of go. They got a post office. I go there all the time. And it is so nice. She said, man, I ain't got no business out of work. Miss Jane, she just as free as she can be. Oh, I don't see. There's nothing else but that's nice to me.
Well, a lot of them try to beat you after you do the work, and then they don't want to pay you and things like
mm-hmm.
that. You ever have that happen?
Yes, sir, I've had that to happen. But most of that happened in Gainesville. In the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Woman told me, and I quit waiting for that time. She said, I said, no one asked me to quit, she wouldn't pay me.
Yeah?
I told her, I sure was glad you didn't know. My gosh. That was a fine way to act. And I wouldn't have quit. The woman had abused me so. And treated me all kind of ways. And I was the maid. I was to go up and wash dishes and then go up and sweep up. Well, the table waiter was coming with the table. But the table waiter didn't come back. He said, hurry up. I want you to step on it now. Hurry up. Because you're going to have to wait the table too, because it don't look like you're coming. I said, okay, man. You step on it there. Hurry up. Step on it. Look out, you don't want to do nothing. I just stepped right on the broom and looked at her. She said, hot dog it. I wish I could sweep. I said, yeah, your broom. Oh, that old lady just ran and kicked. She came out on Friday, on Thursday, to take all the tablecloth off, dirty or no dirty. And I said, well, I'm adopting the tablecloth, hey, dirty. Take it off, dirty or no dirty. Well, I'm going to take it off. That tablecloth wasn't dirty. I'm going to make you pay for it, too. I said, well, I don't know how to wait for you. And she ran around there. I said to myself, well, it won't be like this long. When that sad night comes, she paid me off. I said, well, I still thank you. I said, I won't be back. Tomorrow you had to get somebody. I wish I'd have known what it done, y'all. When did you just die? I said, well, no. I said, I'm glad you didn't know it.
You just let her go for a while till you got your money.
That's right. I act nice and usual till I got the lion hand out of my.
Well, what was it? Was she mean, just mean, or was
yeah,
she just?
Yeah, she's just nice about mean.
Just nice about mean.
Yeah.
Just couldn't please her.
So she tell me I sassy.
Yeah. Was you?
Well. I told a grown folks don't sass grown folks.
You told her what?
Grown folks can't sass grown folks. I don't think I'm mad with me.
Well, you know, it ain't always just what you say. It's a lot of times it's just the tone of your voice.
But I was working hard trying to get through where I could come on downstairs. You always want me to wash towels and do everything else. And I got on there what met me somebody. I got to wait table. And I done my job, and I had to go wait table. I had to do another person's job and wasn't going to get no more money.
Yeah.
Well, give it $3 a week.
$3 a week?
Yeah.
And you had to keep your own family going.
Well, it wasn't nobody but me and my little boy. But I had a daughter too, but my daughter stayed with mom.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't enough to take care of.
You got $3 a week.
$3 a week?
Yeah.
You work every day?
Yeah. Every day is Sunday too.
Sunday too?
Yeah. I'd have a few hours off. From two to by 4:30 or something like that. I'd have off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime I'd go home and just like I had a little boiler to wash, I'd wash it out. Next day I'd carry it back. That's the only way I'd make my little extra. To help take care of my child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he was a growing boy and he eat a heap too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. $3 wouldn't last too long with him, would it?
No, it's still. But that's what? That's what they're saying in them kitchen. But I was getting my, just feeding me. But I had house rent to pay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I better go back and see if I saw all them crates.
Well, if they pick you up at 4:30, I guess you'll have just about time to fill them, won't you?
Well, they won't hardly be ready to carry me then. Might be by 6 before I go home.
Oh, you can fill those crates for that time.
I ain't gonna say I'm gonna stay out in the field that long, but see, they graze them out. I help them graze them out sometimes.
You ever get lonesome out in the field? I never do.
No, sir.
Out in the field is...
Them pea vines keep you company.
Yeah.
Don't the hard heat will.
And you got that music up there. That little bitty bird that sings so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
See out there, you see it ain't a noise and you can hear.
Yes.
Thank you.
guy?